Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody, on with the show. It's Zoe Moon. I am back, and I am covering the week of May 5th through May 12th. Oh, first Mercury retrograde flip, May 12th. And we have a lot in the week ahead of us. First of all, I'd like to say Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there and say thank you to everyone who sent prayers and well wishes to my mom. She's doing so much better. Thank you to the people at AlterCare who are taking such wonderful care of her. And we are going to, I guess, since I'm on Mother's Day, I might as well say that, you know, we're going to have a Gemini moon with a lot of activity on Sunday the 8th. So it's a fantastic day to either pick up the phone and call your mom or that mothering, nurturing figure in your life and tell them you love them. Or to, you know, sit down and send prayers out to the universe if your mother has crossed over. It's definitely a good day to mother yourself. So I do think that the energy is really good on that day. When we're looking at this week ahead, first of all, Friday the 6th, we have a new moon in Taurus. And this kicks off a two-week period that is going to help launch us forward with all this crazy Mercury retrograde energy we've been kind of rethinking. So, you know, hopefully you've been giving some thought to what you value and if you're being valued and what's going on with your possessions, your objects, your stuff, and what's going on with your income and what's going on with any purchases in question, and you've allowed Mercury retrograde to take you back over those topics and rethink things and maybe reconnect with people from the past over one of those things. And so at this new moon on Friday, the 6th, we are going to now be able to start to take that forward. So probably still involving past people, issues, opportunities, or situations, but now we can take things to the next level, or now we can enter into some kind of new territory with this paradigm that we're caught up in. And so there's a lot of momentum. And when I look at this new moon, you know, what kind of aspects is this new moon making? It's actually very, very powerful. First of all, obviously, it is connecting with Mercury retrograde. So like I said, you know, something, either letting go of something from the past is going to help you move forward, or rekindling or reworking something from the past is going to help you move forward. But it also is making a really powerful alignment to Pluto. And within hours, the Sun will make the same powerful alignment to Pluto. So it's saying that there is some really, you know, big goal in the mix that can be reached, or we can set out upon reaching that goal, making any changes we might need to make in the mix of this story, that there may be an authority figure that we're dealing with, and we can see some kind of evolution to that scenario. Maybe it's a boss, a director, a teacher, a mentor, a parent, a judge, somebody like that. Or there's something on the career front or with recognition and achievement involved in the mix. So as you set forward with this new moon and you're contemplating the past, just realize that there really is a lot of positive, not only momentum behind the next 2 weeks of effort, but potential to achieve something that you're going for here. And as I look forward into this week ahead, obviously you're going to be moving with this, rolling along with it as you move through this week. But there are going to be a couple moments, you know, that might stand out. And I think these are going to come between Monday and Wednesday. Monday is the midpoint of the Mercury retrograde. So there's always kind of, you get into that retrograde and you're kind of fluxing and going back and forth and trying to figure out what the heck's going on and have people from the past coming back around and situations mixing up and breaking down, all that kind of stuff. Then you get to the midpoint and all of a sudden everything kind of starts, something in there at least makes sense. and you turn a corner on some level. And that might be physical situation turns a corner. It might be you have that aha moment and you're ready, you know, now to turn a corner mentally, you know, different for every person. But Monday is that day. So you can expect if you've really been plowing it up against something to see a little shift there on Monday. And then between Monday and Wednesday, Venus is going to get on board with that Mercury retrograde and new moon momentum. And she's in the same arena, values, income, possessions, and purchases. So at this point, between Monday and Wednesday of the week, that's the 9th through the 11th, you can definitely kind of start to involve the key women, or you can really smooth out issues or attract what you need, or you can enjoy yourself a little bit more. Or there can be something involving love or beauty also in the mix on those days. So you can kind of plan accordingly. And then the other major thing that's going on, as you saw in the title, is that we have Jupiter finally going direct. Now, Jupiter went into its retrograde. Some people consider that a slumber. Some people think, you know, okay, well, Jupiter heads back half the year. This began at the end of the first week of January this year. So pretty much our whole year, 2016, we've had Jupiter not really moving towards new things for us. And now, starting on Monday the 9th, that story changes. It is going to, at 8:14 a.m. Eastern time, going to start to go direct. And from May 9th until September 9th, when it exits Virgo, you are going to have every opportunity to take whatever big thing you're trying to get accomplished with the work you're doing, with a health situation, with the animals, any environmental concerns, organizing, cleanups, any paperwork, any hired help, any coworker situation. Really, this is the time that we are getting a lot of growth opportunity to head into something new, and you want to go through Jupiter avenues here for this. So, you know, can you do the legal work to get that, you know, is it legal paperwork or something legal that you're doing with a hired person or the health situation, you know, look at legal situations, look at anything with travel or foreign interests or import-export, you know, something that, you know, connects you to some faraway place or person. Is there something there with work or health or animals or environment or paperwork, you know, that you can move forward on? Is there anything educational? Is there something new you can learn or get certified in or start teaching that would really broaden your work potential? Is there something new you want to learn about health or for the animals or the environment? What else? I should write this stuff down. Is there anything media related, you know, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, marketing that can enhance your work situation or whatever you're doing in the health or animal arena? Is it time to look at the political side of things? So think about, you know, how Jupiter can impact this. Obviously, every sign is going to have something else added to this story. So I'll talk about that when I go through the signs. But this is really a very big push forward, and this is why. Jupiter is going to give us a chance from May 9th to September 9th to launch forward and set some things in motion that can then continue to grow for us, take us on that path we need to go to the next higher level over the years ahead. Jupiter will then not return to Virgo until July of 2027, and it'll be there from July of 2027 to August of 2028. That's a long time. So you don't really want to hold off on that. If there's something you could do to protect yourself or bring more growth opportunity to you through the paperwork or the hired help or the job or the health or the animals or the environment or getting organized and tending to details and all of those Virgo themes, then you really do want to go ahead and start to be proactive. And for you guys out there who know your charts, Jupiter is going to be moving forward, and it will cover, it'll start out here in direct motion on the 13th degree of Virgo, and it'll go from the 13th degree to the end of the sign at 29 degrees. Between now and September 9th. So if you have planets in that arena, you can kind of look up, you know, when Jupiter's going to go across those, or you can figure that out, and those will probably be heightened peak moments for you guys in what is playing out over the months ahead. So when we look at the signs here, Aries, you know, again, seriously important week for you guys, and the first week where you're really going to be able to gather momentum and move forward now with income opportunities and what you're doing with those possessions and purchases, and really start to feel like you're putting yourself in line with something that makes you feel more valued. And as you do this, you're dealing with either that rekindling, releasing, reworking scenario with Mercury retrograde in those themes. And as you get into Monday and Wednesday, you're going to have your turning point, and you're going to Monday through Wednesday, and you're going to really start to then also be able to involve women or beauty themes or love in the mix, if that's, you know, equates to your story. But this is a seriously powerful new moon, very positive new moon, going to help us gather steam behind anything there over the next 2 weeks. And for Aries, really can kind of put you out in the spotlight. You might gain some attention or gather an award or achieve a goal that you've set. And you should be able to make favorable impact on those higher ups that are part of that story. And as far as Jupiter going direct on Monday the 9th, this starts this next, 4 month period. What is, I don't know, am I adding it right? May to June, July, August, 4 months, where you really can, get something going on the work front or with a coworker, you know. So if you've wanted to start some kind of adventure or grow something with somebody that you work with, fantastic time to do so. Really good time to go up the ladder at the job you're at, or to find a better job. Really good time to broaden your health horizons, whether that means getting healthy yourself or getting involved in the health industry in some way. Really good time for expansion with the pets. So you might want to adopt an animal during this time or start working with animals. Any environmental concerns you have, good time to hire people to help you and to tackle paperwork, because Jupiter is very protective, and so you will get the best, presentation that you could possibly get considering your karmic story and your, situation that you're involved in. So you do want to take advantage of that, and these areas are your areas where something can happen to benefit you over these months ahead. For Taurus, all this energy is in your sign. So finally, if you've been dealing with a lot of past stuff up to this point, and I'm sure you have, the Tauruses I know have, and that probably there's been some good stuff there. Hopefully you've run into some people you hadn't seen in a long time and thought of some ideas and projects you hadn't thought of in a long time and had some opportunities to revisit some things. Besides all the headaches some of Mercury retrograde stuff brings. Now on Friday the 6th, you have this new moon in your sign. So, it's the best new moon of the year for Taurus, where you really can start to move towards something that's very important to you. Now, it can have that side to it that is about income or possessions or purchases or just about you being valued, but it is about you going after what it is you want. And that really positive, powerful achievement energy that's tied to this says that there can be something good happening here for Taurus, tied to media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, tied to educational venues, to anything with legal needs or travel or foreign interests, weddings, religion or politics. So, mix that into what you're going for and really start to be proactive about it. From Friday the 6th forward, know that you're at the turning point on Monday the 9th, so you'll start to see a shift in the way things are going. And between Monday and Wednesday, there may be a little bit more love in the mix, a woman back in there that can benefit or help, or something with beauty that is going your way. So all of this looks really, really positive. As far as Jupiter going direct, since the beginning of January, there's been a lot of past issues, people, situations, opportunities, or a slowed down feel when it comes to the growth and happiness going on in your love life or with kids or with projects or with recreation. And starting on Monday the 9th, that changes. And from then until September 9th, you're in one of your biggest pushes forward to really go for something big here, Again, you want to apply Jupiter themes, Is it time to book a trip with your lover? Or are you going to travel and meet someone you love? Or is there something in the educational realm for your kids, or something legal you want to put together for the creative project, or, a wedding to plan, or, think of Jupiter themes that can really get you there, media, legal, educational, travel, wedding, political, religious themes that can benefit what you want to see happening in your love life with your lover, with your kids, with your creative projects and your recreational pursuits. luckiest period that will then not repeat at this level of luck or growth opportunity until the year 2027. So you do want to make this work for you. For Gemini, new moon energy happening behind the scenes, behind closed doors. It's all this energy this week ahead. I know the Geminis, you know, I'm a Gemini rising. I can relate to some of this. There's been a lot of 12th house stuff going on with healing in hospitals. There's been a lot of, you know, need for rest and recuperation. But the 12th house also rules romance, and it also rules your spiritual practices and anything you're doing in your artistic life and research and development. So as you get to this new moon on Friday, you know, yes, you're still dealing with Mercury retrograde and past stuff that's going on in one or several of those arenas, but now you get to really see things move forward into that next chapter, moving ahead into brand new territory, tied in with whatever was going with that past thing. And you reach the turning point on Monday the 9th, and from between Monday and Wednesday, there's some kind of really great Venus thing going on, so it might involve a woman, might involve the love, or the beauty in the mix, but definitely a positive forward momentum here in this week ahead. And because we are in Taurus, as you're going forward with these artistic, spiritual, romantic, healing, hospital, or research themes, Gemini, that, you know, you want to really be moving forward towards the things that you value or make you feel valued or have an income potential to it or about things you're purchasing or the possessions in the mix. So you might be, you know, doing something with all that. Try to even break that down. And so with Jupiter going direct on Monday the 9th, you've had, you know, the potential for some real growth opportunities when it comes to your home or your roommate or your renovation or your move or the real estate deal, the family, the parent. But finally on Monday the 9th, that energy is really going to be moving for the first time this year. And so from the 9th of May until September 9th, real growth can happen in these areas. And you can really, you know, set some things up that might, you know, protect you in the future, or you can have more happiness and prosperity here. You want to look at Jupiter themes. Is it time to, you know, set up the legal stuff for the home or the parent, or is it time to, you know, sign the legal documents to purchase the real estate? Is it time to market or advertise your home or property, or is it time to travel with the roommate or the parent or the family, or, you know, are you learning or teaching in the home? Think about Jupiter themes and how you can apply those here. Again, after September 9th, this won't come back until the year 2027. So, really good time to think about ways to expand your horizons here. Is it time to move, renovate, you know, do something big with your family? For Cancer, new moon energy, all about social stuff. So you might have been pulled away from your friends a little bit over the last weeks because of Mercury retrograde. You might have been reconnecting with some old friends. It could be other social arenas for Cancer, you know, things going on with groups, with the internet, with astrology, with charities, with gatherings and parties and events. But now at this new moon on Friday the 6th, you get huge push forward into new territory. So now you can really get back in there and make waves going forward. You're still involved with these past and recurring themes, but you can take things to the next level. And when we look at the potential for Cancer with that really powerful Pluto energy that is so favorably aligned with this new moon, it says that you can really, you know, achieve something or start to set things in motion in one of those social arenas tied to a partner, an agent, an attorney, a client, a specialist, some key relationship in the mix. So you kind of want to reach out one-on-one towards those aspirations and social things that you're moving towards. When you think about this week ahead, Monday is the turning point of that retrograde. So if you've been trying to make a decision or waiting to hear from somebody, you know, that should really start to move. And then between Monday and Wednesday, Venus gets on board. So women, love, beauty, that starts to get into the mix as things are moving forward. All looks really, really positive to me. I'm going to, you know, be a betting person and bet that most of us have a pretty decent experience in this week ahead. For Jupiter, going direct on Monday the 9th. You know, Cancer, this is in your communication zone. So maybe you guys have been sitting around thinking a lot. Boy, I got a lot of thoughts on my mind. And maybe you've been, you know, pondering that epic you're going to write, or you've been looking at the agreements or the sales or the interviews and offers and decisions to be made. This is the communication zone. But since, you know, the first week of January, this has been slowed down in retrograde motion. Now on Monday the 9th, it goes direct. So from Monday the 9th until September 9th, you have one of your biggest growth spurts that you get until the year 2027 to really start to move in the direction of talks and meetings and offers and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and ideas and decisions. And Cancer, there's also a more, not practical, but, you know, mundane side to this, which is also going to get some kind of push forward with this Jupiter momentum. And that is that you can now go into expansive routes with brothers and sisters and neighbors, vehicles, electronics, short trips, or local activities. So you might really gear something up in one of those areas. With any of this, with your communication or with these mundane topics, you really want to think about Jupiter themes. Do I want to get in and have that meeting or talk or agreement and make it legal? Do I want to deal with the media side or marketing side of something? Do I want to do something with the travel? Maybe you're going to travel and see a sibling, or maybe you're going to travel with a neighbor, you know. Is there something educational that you want to learn and or start teaching? So you're going to be communicating your knowledge in some way. So these things you do want to set in motion if you can. Obviously, in the communication realm with Jupiter ruling weddings, if you feel like proposing, it's a really favorable time to do so. And if your thoughts have been on religion or politics, also, you know, those are Jupiter themes, and that can go really well as well. All right, for Leo. Leo, new moon energy, man, you know, I swear, this is going to be a fast show, I think. I didn't think it was going to be this fast, but here we go. All right, so Leo, you know, this new moon energy starting on Friday the 6th, it's going to bring up all these topics you've been dealing with Mercury retrograde, past people, situations, issues, opportunities tied to your career, tied to your reputation and fame or notoriety, tied to your personal goals you've been trying to achieve, or tied to something that's been going on with your boss, parent, judge, mentor, any kind of authority type figure you're dealing with. So, you know, whether you've been trying to release something there, rework something, rekindle something, and reconnect with past situations and people, now on Friday the 6th, this starts to really move forward, and you can move into something new or next level as long as that past thing is somehow being worked through as you do it, as you go towards this. And there's a lot of, you know, momentum over the next 2 weeks, but a lot of powerful, you know, evolutionary energy tied to this via your job, coworkers, hired help, paperwork you sign, or anything going on in the health, environmental, or animal arena that's tied in with this. So make your move accordingly. The midpoint is on Monday the 9th. So this is when you kind of turn a corner with this stuff. And between Monday and Wednesday, Venus gets on board. You start to attract and sparkle and smooth things out. And there's women that may benefit you, or there may be love or beauty themes in the mix as well, income potential as well. So, you know, yay, Leo. And then on Monday the 9th, Jupiter goes direct. So you've had this kind of slowdown in the income, purchasing, and possession part of your chart since the beginning of January. Now you're really going to be able to take that stuff forward. So if you need to go after some big new income-making opportunity, if you need to do something really big with your stuff, maybe you're going to sell it on eBay, or you're going to have a yard sale, or you're going to put it in storage or rearrange it, or if there's some big purchases that you want to make, you know, within reason, obviously, for your own comfort level. But Jupiter is definitely going to kind of give you the luck in these areas and help you move forward if there's been any stagnation. And again, as with every sign, you want to think of Jupiter themes. So can I make money or deal with possessions or purchases via, you know, setting up the legal side of things, or marketing, or getting into media, or through the educational vein and improving my skill set, or teaching what I know, or through travel or foreign interests or import-export, or through anything in the wedding, religious, or political vein. So, you know, here you go. This is a big time for you guys. And then it won't come back to this area again until the year 2027. So you really want to move forward on what it is you want to do there. For Virgo, new moon is in that ninth house. So you've been dealing with those legal, educational, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, wedding, legal. Did I say that? I don't know. Travel. I'm talking too much. Political, religious, all those higher-minded arenas, and with Mercury retrograde. And now with the new moon, this stuff is actually going to start to move forward. So maybe you've been talking with a lot of people from the past about what you want to do in that broadcasting project or with the legal papers or the educational pursuit or the, you know, travel plans or whatever. But now things are going to move forward. And so this is your time to be proactive and work that going forward. And when we look at legal, educational, media, travel, wedding, religious and political themes, you have this powerful connection to Pluto, which means somehow you can involve the lover or broaden your love life or do something with the children or with the creative projects or with the recreation and the fun in the mix. So reach for those goals as you're going in your forward momentum and still dealing with that past stuff. And then know that the turning point is on Monday the 9th with this. So you might see a shift a little bit as you're gathering steam. And then between Monday and Wednesday, Venus gets on board. So we see women, you know, benefiting you in these endeavors, or there's something with the love or the income or the beauty in the mix. And all of this looks really, really lovely to me. When we talk about Jupiter going direct, it's in your sign, Virgo. And, you know, there's been a lot of potential for you to kind of get into that next level of who you are and what you want. But it's been kind of in a holding pattern since January while you either dealt with old stuff or you kind of caught up, you know, and got yourself back in gear. So now on Monday, May 9th, this starts to go forward and will continue to go forward till really one of the biggest growth spurts for Virgo, for you to go after things that can broaden your horizons, that can make you happier, that can make you more prosperous, and things that are good for your body or your image or your brand or your name or your title. So set your goals and think in all of these things, Jupiter theme. So, I mean, you're getting, I mean, Virgo couldn't be being hit over the head more strongly with ninth house matters than, you know, than if you tried, because where the new moon is in the ninth house, Jupiter rules the ninth house and it's in your sign going forward, as well as this new moon. So again, anything you can do for yourself that would be legal, educational, media marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, travel, wedding, religious or political themes, then that's where it's at for you guys, and you should go for it, you know, to the best of your ability and your circumstances. For Libra, new moon energy, you guys have really been kind of dealing either with a slowdown or backtracking, reconnecting with old people, past situations, issues, opportunities, whatever. It's been in a big financial house for you guys. So dealing with loans, debt, inheritance, bankruptcy, insurance, taxes, investments, settlements, alimony, child support, the partner's money, the investor's money, you know, whatever the money is. And it's been a big, you know, kind of a big deal to rethink something there, release it or rekindle it or rework it in some way. Now with this new moon on Friday the 6th, it is going to give you that forward thrust into that next chapter in these 2 weeks ahead. So you want to be real proactive about what you're trying to do with this. And because of the powerful link to Pluto, there is something favorable here that is about evolving the situation in a positive way at home or with a move, a renovation, a real estate deal with family, parents, roommates in the situation. Now, having said that, besides the financial side of this for Libra, there's also a personal side of this new moon and Mercury retrograde momentum, which means you can also launch forward into that next chapter when it comes to your sexual attraction or intimate needs. So there may be somebody new on the horizon or some next chapter you can go into and something that you're rekindling or working on with somebody else that's already in the picture. It can be about reproductive needs and taking that to the next level, either, you know, ready to have the baby or go through the change of life or whatever that reproductive. It can be about the divorce and now you kind of rethought and got in there and talked with everybody and now you're ready to move forward with it. It can be about mortality issues, and if you've been talking about setting up the will or, you know, the trust or whatever that is, and now you're ready to move forward with it. And any kind of third-party situations, you're dealing with the client and the boss and or the investor and the partner or whatever that is, these third-party situations can start to move forward as well. So in all of this, you really want to go for this and be proactive about it. And then realize Monday is kind of the turning point, so you might see a shift in things start to really happen on Monday. And between Monday and Wednesday, Venus gets on board to help smooth things out or attract what you need in these areas, bring women on board that might benefit or bring love or beauty or income flow into the mix around what's going on here. So yes, yes, and move forward on that stuff. And then with Jupiter, you know, for Libra, Jupiter has been kind of in that holding pattern in your 12th house since the beginning of January. So really, anything involving film, music, poetry, painting, dance, any muse-related theme has been either on hold or has been, you know, really giving you the time to fix or rework something, you know, that was past or ongoing. As for, besides muse-related things, anything with research and development, same thing. Anything with your spiritual practices or involvement with meditation, yoga, prayer, that kind of thing. Anything with healing, addiction, hospitals, or other institutions. Anything with a clandestine romance, romantic getaway, or karmic romantic union. Again, all of these themes kind of in a holding pattern as far as like where the growth could come. Now, on Monday the 9th, that major lucky Jupiter starts to move forward in these areas, going to go forward all the way till September 9th. So these next 4 months, really productive and proactive for what you want to take out to that next level with your artistic, spiritual, romantic, healing, hospital, or research themes. And apply Jupiter to it. Is there ways to lock down the legal side? Is there ways to market or get into the media or broadcast about it? Are there ways to involve, you know, educational institutions or teach or get certified in something here? Is there something with weddings or religion or politics, with travel or foreign interests or import-export or people at a distance here that can benefit me? Remember, Jupiter wants to see growth, prosperity, happiness here. So, you know, it is time now to start to see all this stuff start to move, and we start on Monday. For Scorpio, new moon energy in your relationship house. So Scorpio, you've either kind of been slowed down or focusing on past people or issues or situations with, you know, marriage partners, business partners, clients, agents, attorneys, opponents, competitors, specialists, you know, whoever those key one-on-one people were, and really hashing things out in talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and all that. Well, now with this new moon on Friday the 6th, you're ready to start to move forward and into any new relationships or next chapter with key players in your life. And so this gives you that kind of new potential here as you're working out and dealing with anything still past or, you know, that you're rekindling or releasing or reworking in the scenario. And with Pluto, so powerfully aligned to this, it's in your communication zone. So there can be a really big talk or meeting or interview or audition or agreement or sale or writing or offer or decision in the mix. So, you know, hey, speak up. It's time to really go for it with these key players. And as you get to Monday, you're going to see that, you know, you're at that midpoint with the retrograde, so something should shift with the person involved. And between Monday and Wednesday, you've got this really lovely Venus energy joining in and being active. So, you know, women may play a part, or there may be more love or income opportunities or something around beauty involved with these partners and clients and specialists and agents and attorneys and, you know, one-on-one scenarios. So there you are with that. With Jupiter, you've been kind of locked in a holding pattern since January or still connecting with past situations when it comes to the social part of your chart. So, you know, with what you've been doing with friends and groups and the internet and astrology and charities and gatherings and social networking and how your aspirations pile up in that social realm for you. So now on Monday the 9th, you get this momentum going forward for the next 4 months, a really big growth period again between May 9th and September 9th, where you want to apply Jupiter themes. Is there something you can do with these friends or groups or online or in any of these social realms, in legal, with legal matters, with educational pursuits, with travel or foreign interests, with media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, with weddings, religion, or politics? This is the time to really go for it. Won't come back around to this part of the sky till the year 2027. For Sag, you guys, you know, new moon energy for you guys, ramping up in this week ahead on the job front, you know, the work you're here doing, whatever that is. Maybe it's work at your house, maybe it's work on the job, maybe it's the pursuit to land a job. You've had Mercury slowing things down here and getting you to rethink something from the past or release it or rekindle it. Well, now you're really ready to move forward. So you should see some doors opening for you in whatever you're doing in your work scenario. This can benefit you in moving forward with coworkers, with people you hire to help you, not just in the work field, but in any area of life. It can benefit you in moving forward with paperwork. And then on the other side of that, for Sag, is this is also new moon momentum helping you move forward with anything health-related, anything with your pets or your animal interests or anything environmental. So you do want to be proactive. Again, you know, connecting with anything past, opportunities, issues, people, situations, but really taking things into that next chapter of the truths ahead. The Pluto connection bodes really well for there being something powerful aligned with this that involves your income, your possessions, or your purchases. So that's part of the scenario. When you get to Monday, you hit that turning point, so something shifts a little bit in your forward momentum. And between Monday and Wednesday, the 9th and 11th of May, there is something with Venus in the mix. So women might play a key role. There might be more love, more income, more beauty in the mix. But it is definitely the favorable time for you guys to move forward with work, health, paperwork, coworkers, hired help, animals, and environmental interests. Jupiter has been in holding patterns since the beginning of January. For Sag, this is about your career momentum and your personal goals and your dealings with higher up authority type people. So, you know, you may have been kind of catching up to where you got so far, you know, over these last months. You might have been really kind of working on that past or ongoing scenario, which is fine with your whatever the personal goal is or the career momentum or the authority type, like the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor. But now on the 9th, on Monday, you guys are going to start to see this really start to move forward again into that next major chapter. And until September 9th, you got momentum here, baby. This is definitely a big growth spurt for you guys. So you do want to really reach high. Reach for the stars. Go for it. This is your 10th house. This is the highest point in the chart. And it won't come back here until 2027. So, again, like with every sign, can you apply Jupiter themes to your career, your goals, or these authority figures? Is there something legal you can do? Is there something in media marketing broadcasting? Is there something in education or travel or foreign interests or publishing? Something with weddings or religion or politics? What is the goal? Where can you go with the career? What can you do for the boss, the parent, the judge, the teacher, the director, the mentor, that higher-up person? Real growth potential here, and it starts to move again on Monday. For Capricorn, lots of reconnecting, releasing, rekindling, rethinking things with lovers from the past, kids, things that have been going on from the past, anything with creative projects or recreational pursuits from the past. And now on Friday the 6th, you get a new moon, so you get that forward thrust for the next 2 weeks. Lots of momentum to go in the direction you want to go. Take it to that next level. The past is still somehow involved, whether you're still releasing or you're still rekindling or you're still reworking it, but you can take things to that next level. And the really cool thing when I talk about how this powerful alignment with Pluto is for everybody and makes this even that much more of a potent new moon, for Capricorn, that's in your sign. So all of this ties incredibly powerfully to you, your needs, your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, and your needs moving forward. So what is it you want to see go forward with lovers, kids, creative projects, or fun? This is the time to go for it. And on Monday the 9th, we see that, you know, midpoint. So there is some kind of shift that you should definitely feel as things really start to pick up. And between Monday and Wednesday, Venus gets on board. So there may be more love in the mix or more income opportunities, more things going on with women or beauty in the mix. But it all looks pretty nice. And with Jupiter coming out of that slumber or holding pattern that it's been in since the beginning of January, Capricorn, this has really been either aiming you back at the past in these areas for months or asking that you kind of catch up with where you are and work out where you are, you know, so that you could get into this next round that starts now on Monday the 9th. And for Capricorn, it's been focused on travel or people at a distance. It's been focused on legal needs, weddings, educational pursuits, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, religion, or politics. You may have had a little bit of interest in several of those areas or just one, but whatever it is, we now start to see this direct motion on Monday the 9th, and from May 9th till September 9th, you really go into a very big role with Jupiter going forward to try to get you more happiness, prosperity, or growth opportunity through at least one of those areas. So you want to work with that. This is a double Jupiter alignment here for Capricorn. So straight up, this is where it's at, and you definitely want to go for it because it won't come back here until 2027. You have lots of potential. For Aquarius, new moon energy that starts on Friday the 6th is really about bolstering you forward to that next chapter when it comes to what's going on in your home with a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, your family, parents, or roommates. So Mercury has been kind of taking you into the past or helping you pull back a little bit to rethink something, go back and reconnect with past people and situations, issues, and opportunities. And that's still going on in this week ahead, but now with new moon momentum, you can actually see things start to move towards that next chapter. So you want to work with that. How can you take that? What do you value? Is there something about your purchases or your possessions or your income in the mix that you need to really start to move forward with these things with your home and your roommates and all of this? So this is really powerful movement forward. And the alignment to Pluto means for Aquarius that there's something really powerful that's going on behind the scenes or through institutions or research and development and romance or a karmic romantic union in the mix or with your spiritual pursuits or your artistic projects going on here. So again, forward motion, home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates. When you get to Monday the 9th, you have that midpoint with the Mercury retrograde, so something shifts a bit as you're gathering steam going forward. And then between Monday and Wednesday, Venus is on board, so there's more love, more beauty, more women, or more income flow going on around all of this, and this should go pretty well. For Jupiter going direct on Monday the 9th, Aquarius, you know, you've kind of been in that holding pattern or dealing with past stuff since January when it comes to your sex life or your reproductive life, what's going on with a divorce or what's going on with mortality issues or a birth, or anything in the major financial arena, dealing with the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the taxes, the insurance, the alimony, child support, commissions, settlements, investments, whatever else I left out, any big financial means. So finally, on Monday, May 9th, this energy starts to move forward. This is just, oh, hallelujah, right? Because now you can start to really gather steam and go ahead between now and September 9th, to see, you know, what new horizon you can reach, how you can grow this or, you know, find more happiness or prosperity with this financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, or third-party scenario in the mix. So Pisces, you know, communications is where it's been at with Mercury retrograde. You know, either pulling back and rethinking something within your own mind or going back and reconnecting with people from the past, situations from the past, and getting in there and talking, meeting, addressing ideas and agreements and sales and offers and interviews and writing and, you know, decisions that you want to kind of work out, hammer out, rethink, and rekindle or release. So lots of communication here for Pisces. And now with this new moon on Friday the 6th, you can finally start to see things go into that next chapter. So, you know, if you send out the information to the person from the past, now you may hear back that they have that offer for you or the agreement is ready to be signed or, you know, whatever this is, make sure it's tied to the past, obviously, with Mercury retrograde here, forward momentum. And there's a mundane side of this, too, for Pisces, which means there also might be something now ready to move forward with a brother, a sister, a neighbor, or with your vehicles or electronics or with your short trips or local activities. So all of this is gathering steam. Your communications and offers and agreements and all of the mundane themes, they all are tying in very powerfully to Pluto, which means, you know, something really intense can change or evolve here, tied in with a friend or a group or the internet or astrology or charities or social networking or something in that social realm with what you're going for. So, you know, aim high when it comes to that. And know that, you know, the midpoint is on Monday the 9th, so something shifts a little bit as you start to gather steam with this moving forward. And between Monday and Wednesday, the 9th through the 11th, you know, Venus joins in, so there's all this kind of really good smoothing out or attracting what you need. Maybe some women coming on board who benefit or a focus on women that's beneficial, something with love or income or beauty in the mix that goes really well. I mean, this is just a very powerful week to set up those talks and meetings and interview and pitch ideas and make sales and write and sign your contracts if they're tied to the past, and go forward. And then when we look at Jupiter, you've been in this holding pattern and or dealing with past people when it comes to your relationship zone since January. So most of this year, you know, it's really been looking at that past romantic partner or business partner, agent, attorney, client, specialist, opponent, competitor, advocate, somebody like that. And, you know, either kind of catching up and taking the time to, you know, there's been a lot of growth and now you kind of catch up and figure out what you want now, or you've been reworking something from the past. So now, or releasing, I should say. So now on the 9th, as this goes forward, it is time to really take things to that next level. So between May 9th and September 9th, this is your big growth spurt. It's going to go really powerfully forward. And so, again, you want to tie in Jupiter themes with these key relationships. Time to make it legal? Is it time to wed? Is it time to teach or learn something via these people? Is it time to get involved in the media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity with these people? Maybe you're going to hire that publicist or that agent. Is it time to travel with them or connect with somebody abroad or work out a relationship at a distance? Is it time to get into the religious or political arena with this competitor or this representative or specialist or the, you know, whatever that Jupiter theme is that you can tie in with partners and clients and specialists and representatives and dealing with the competition, this is the time. You have super amazing growth potential now going forward. And that's it. We went through all the signs. It's Zoe Moon. You guys can find me over at Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I'll be back next week at the same time. I hope it's a fantastic new moon, lucky Jupiter week for everybody, and I'll talk to you then. Have a good one.